Hello, everybody. I haven't made a video for a bit because I've been suffering from a cold. The Americans would have an even harder time understanding my accent. But I thought I'd give it a go because I'd like to offer a bit of a response to a YouTuber called Thinking Ape. From what I can gather, he's a figurehead in the MGTOW scene. MGTOW means men going their own way because they've had enough of the madness of modern women. And they think they're all sluts. They're just not worth having. And I have absolute sympathy with them there. Anyway, he's made a video about basically I'm too much of a fascist, and he does not like my view that whoever has power will control freedom of speech, or at least set the limits to freedom of speech because they have a wider agenda. And whether on when it doesn't, not just now, but in the past, I think it's always been the case. And so I was on Thomas Baden Reese's channel, sort of talking about that, and Thinking Ape has lifted some of the things I was saying and made a YouTube video about it. And he doesn't like it. He doesn't like that way of thinking at all. And he seems like he does seem like a decent fella, and I think he's got a lot of interesting things to say. I'm gonna watch more of his videos. But Thinking Ape, he prefers the exchange of ideas, free exchange of ideas to arrive at truth, which then this will benefit everybody. In this view, the best ideas will naturally rise to the surface and become prominent, and the bad ideas will fade away. This basically a sort of centrist. I mean, he doesn't like the term, but it is sort of classic liberal way of looking at the world. The natural evolution of ideas will mean that good ideas rise to the top, and bad ideas will fall away. So, how's that worked out for them then? How's that going, lads? I mean, I'm absolutely certain Thinking Ape has every argument you can imagine to dismantle feminism. I don't doubt that for a second. He'll be very knowledgeable about how unhappy it's made men and women. He'll know that it's ruined relationships, it's made women neurotic and materialistic, and made men lonely and depressed. And yet, I mean, I think we can say feminism was a bad idea. Statistics bear it out, and Thinking Ape will have all the statistics, I'm sure of it. And yet feminism is hegemonic in the West today. So how is that maxim of bad ideas will follow? How's that going? The truth, knowing the truth, didn't make a blind bit of difference because those with power wanted feminism to happen. They wanted women to be sexually free, and they wanted women to switch their identities from mother and wife to worker and consumer. So the actual truth didn't matter one bit. The free flow of information, this thing we hear about where it's the marketplace of ideas, it's rigged, completely flawed. The Western world is built on lies, lies stacked on lies. The most idiotic nonsense is taken as objective truth. And then policy is built on the nonsense and the lies. Race realism, events surrounding World War II, multiculturalism, and of course, feminism. The truth has been overwhelmed with lies, and that comes down to power. If the power decides that your truth is inconvenient, they'll make sure few people get to hear it. And today, you're likely to be censored for speaking it anyway. The MGTOW movement is in many ways a reaction to feminism, where men have just decided, well, we're going to cut ourselves off from women altogether and go our own way. But then, if what about if you shut down? Let's say you went back into the 1960s, for example, and just a single one out there. Let's say you went down and went back in time, and would you shut down Betty Friedan? Just snuff it out. And all of the other prominent feminists who all shared her background, you could go back and you could just snuff it out, and before it really grew legs. And if you did that, if you support that position, there would be no need for the MGTOW movement today, because the women wouldn't be insane. The men in MGTOW would probably have nice wives and a couple of kids. They'd come from home, they'd come home from work, and there'd be a cold beer and a hot meal on the table. We'd all be happy. Women wouldn't be slags no man wants to be with. Men wouldn't be lonely drunks wasting their lives in video games. And all that would have taken would be men 50 or so years ago to say to these feminists of this particular group, what you're spreading is poison, it's destructive, and we're shutting you down. Here's a one-way plane ticket to Israel. Goodbye. But no, that's wrong. We have to give respect and credence to every destructive ideology, and then we sit back as the political establishment and media, run by the same group as the people who conjure up the poisons, overwhelm us and network to make their new moral codes dominant. It's a completely rigged game. The truth never gets a look in. The truth is relegated to fringe groups on the internet waiting for the time to arrive, and it never does arrive because they don't have power. And even if they did, they wouldn't do anything with it, because every idea has to be aired. Every idea has to have a chance to spread. It's if men who spend their lives complaining about the effects of feminism, knowing everything about it, were to go back in time and shut it down, strangle it in the crib, would they? Well, from what I can gather, thinking ape wouldn't. And so in this Groundhog Day scenario, men in the centre who view feminism as a nightmare, and it is, would always end up where they are now. They were destined to be there because their own values lock them into that cycle. I would ban it. I'd run those Marxists out of the land. I wouldn't hesitate for a second. But I'm the bad guy for that. Viktor Orban recently ran George Soros out of Hungary. Can any man who knows about politics condemn him for that? The people of Hungary could have gone the other way. They could have engaged with pro-refugee propaganda. They could have been forced into the situation of justifying their own existence in their own country, while also having to deal with the transsexual agenda, the gay agenda, the feminist agenda, the white privilege agenda. It would all have just been like this huge ocean of puke, which had just sprayed them all over the place. No. Now, obviously, I support Orban, but he is definitely preventing what Thinking Ape calls the flow of ideas. He's using power to stop the flow of ideas, ideas and concepts which Thinking Ape knows are destructive. Is it then better to have the Hungarian people riven by the same sort of cultural trench warfare that's tearing the West apart? Now, to be fair, Thinking Ape is also aware of the problem with subversion. Like I say, he does seem like a decent bloke. But when we're talking about censorship emanating from the right, it almost always tends to be in the interest of curtailing or destroying subversive elements. Because we're in the business of protecting things, whether it's a spiritual life or a people or a nation or all of those things. An example here would be the big bag boys themselves, the National Socialists in Germany. So there's the argument, yeah, okay, but there could, if we're going to have right-wing censorship, then maybe some really groundbreaking idea would be censored. Well, the most hardcore and demonized of them all was the National Socialists in Germany. So what groundbreaking ideas, what deep truths did they actually suppress? It obviously wasn't scientific, because they were the most advanced nation on earth. We took their science after the war. On the other hand, they did set a light to Magnus Hirschfeld's Institute of Sex Research, which was promoting the transgender, non-binary. It was a sort of the sexual revolution in primitive form in what Weimar Germany. And yes, they burned it all up. And I don't condemn them for that one bit. Essentially, if one holds the maxim, if it's good for us, it stays. If it's bad for us, it's out. You can begin to understand the nature of right-wing censorship. The debate will be on whether or not it is good for us. But no, this isn't liberal and it isn't centrist. in his great essay, one of my favourites, the Fascist Dream by Maurice Bordesch, he writes, the anarchic freedom of democracy does not just permit the diversion of the popular will and its exploitation for private interests. It has still more serious consequences. It opens life on all sides to every inundation, to every miasma, to every foul wind, without barriers to decadence, exploitation, and above all, mediocrity. It makes us live on a step that everyone can invade. There is a word for purely negative order, the defense of freedom. But this freedom is like a drug you try once. It is a chrism one receives, and then man is abandoned, defenseless on the step. Monsters make their nests on this step. Rats, toads, serpents turn it into a sewer. The swarms have a right to grow, like nettles and crabgrass. The difference between me and thinking ape is that I do not believe the nettles and crabgrass should have the right to grow. And I don't think that he can justify why he thinks they should grow. But he does seem like a decent fella, and I'm going to enjoy watching his videos. And I like this little corner of YouTube with more thoughtful content. I'd just like to remind everybody, like and subscribe. If you're feeling flush, you can buy me a beer on Patreon. Have a nice weekend, and I'll catch you all later.